away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
wait, Paige Kennedy, you already know.
This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
This is Debo. Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on.
Following program is rated MAN.
Check, 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 check. All right, what's up? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? You know, I think I like to always start the show from the back end. I mean, not necessarily the back end, but I like to, I don't mean to say from the back end. I want to start, I mean, this back end. Not the back end, but what's going on. Shout out to everybody out there. Let me make sure everything's adjusted and all that other stuff. Shout out to everybody that's listening to the show. This is your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. We are being brought to you by themanmindset.com. I welcome everybody here to the show. How y'all guys doing? Now we can zoom into me now. How y'all guys doing, man? Shout out to all you guys out there, man. All my shout out to all the me peel dogs out there, all my dogs out there. Hope you guys are doing good. Let's get into the formalities as we always do. But before we do, let's get into what we need to get into. And that is, gentlemen, going into the JoJo in your mind. Like we always say, we're going to start the main shows on Wednesday with this creed right here so you guys can understand your value and your worth by just following the creed that we have. It's the Man Mindset Creed, okay? And that creed goes a little something like this, okay, guys? Follow it as we go on. I am the only one of my kind, gentlemen. That's what we want to say. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I do not fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself, and I will not change for anyone or anything or anybody, gentlemen. That's how we are as men. I will not judge myself. I will not judge other men. I will not judge other women. I will not even make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or for you to understand me. That is your job. This is who I am today. And if you are lucky enough to be a part of my time and my attention and all that other stuff. You get to meet the new me tomorrow. Gentlemen, this is the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Get y'all crayons out. Guys, this show right here is what we love to say about this show is that this show right here that you see right here, this show here, is 100% authentic. It's 100% original. We do not follow or copy other people. That's one thing we do not do. Okay. Also, guys, I want to say to y'all guys out there, if you want to be a student of the game, I don't know how many times I tell you people, it's really weird. People always want to get coaching. They always say they want to learn game, but then I ask them, do they have their puzzle pieces? They say no. I'm like, don't waste your time here. If you don't want to learn game, then you're doing it all wrong. Doing it all wrong. Last but not least, for you guys out there, make sure you guys out there have your packs together. All my guys out there, have your packs together. Go ahead and have your wine above your bed, your lights, your lost and found box, your paintings, and all the other stuff. Also, gentlemen, what I want you guys to do is go ahead and get your crayons out. If you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there, all right? And we got you covered. Just put a question in there, and we have you covered. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss on this, guys. And if you want to call in, you can call in to the show. So let's get into it. All right, so let's get into the show. All right, so, you know, we got a barn burner for you guys today. And again, the lines are open. Let me switch over my lines. Lines are open if you guys want to call in. Lines are open. It's got that right here beside me. All right, guys, we're talking about something that's very important here. And I always tell you, well, I don't really tell you this, but I need to start telling you guys the importance of not going after women and not going on dates. Not going after women and not going on dates. And I know that sounds crazy, but we have to talk about it. We have to discuss and we have to have an understanding of why you don't do that. And I want to kind of break this down to you. All right. So we got everything down as far as intent. Everybody understands that. Everybody understands intent and they understand results. So we have that. Okay. But I got to break something down because most guys are kind of looking into the blindfolded woman. And I want to talk to you about the blindfolded woman by showing you some things and stuff to give y'all more clarity. So make sure y'all get your crayons out so y'all can understand, because everything we talk about here is in-house. Nobody else discusses what we do discuss. So I want to make sure that y'all guys have it to understand it and as we break it down. But one thing that we have to look at is what I call the blindfolded woman, okay? Now, and what you have to understand when it comes to intent is to understand why you never, ever try to set up dates the way you are right now, and you never try to get women. We don't try, and it's a weird thing. You always are trying to get women. But let me give you the levels of guys out here. Allow me to show you this. And we got to talk about the first level. We got to talk about the first kind of guy out there. The first level guy out there is what you will call the bird watcher. Now, follow me on this. It is the majority of you guys that are watching this right now. The majority of you guys just watch women. You just watch life happen. You just watch people do things around you. You just don't make any moves on your level. But this is very important to understand when it comes to the blindfolded woman. Because what you have to understand is that this is why you don't set up dates. And this is why you guys do not try and go after women. Because you will not fit her reality. Her reality is in her perception as you can see it. Now, she's not necessarily, gentlemen, blindfolded. But she is blindfolded in her perception, in her reality. She only sees what she sees, gentlemen. She doesn't see you. And if you are a bird watcher and you try to set up a date or try to talk to a woman, she's going to recognize the fear in you, okay? She's going to recognize the nervousness in you when you are bird watching. That means the guy that just stands on the sideline, the guy that's on the show, the ones that don't call in, they just watch the show and don't do anything. This is what I call the bird watcher. And the bird watcher to the woman at this point, she is blindfolded and she's blinded, excuse me, by you guys out there. And that is number one. That's the first guy I wanted to show you. Let's get to the second guy. The second guy is what we call the blinded man. Now, he's not blinded as in blind in himself. He is blinded in his selfishness to only see life not in his way, but kind of in a way that is just, I want to have sex. I just want to smack. This guy's a creepy guy. I just want to sleep with her. I just want to get it over my place. I don't care what she, not what she does for a living. I don't care anything about her. I don't want to know anything about her at all. I just wanted to come over, come on to my place, get on my bed, spread her legs open, and let's have sex. And this is the majority of the guys out here, the majority of the guys out here. All they want to do is sleep with women. But, again, remember, what happens is these guys, why they are blindfolded, gentlemen, the reason I say they're blindfolded is because they don't pay attention to the woman. They don't pay attention to what she says. They don't pay attention to her name. They don't pay attention to anything that's going on with her. So when these guys try to set up a date or these guys try to talk to women, these are what will be called the creepy guys. They'll be called the creepy guys. But what most have to understand is that a lot of women know game, okay? They know game. But you remember, and this is very important to understand. Let me see if I got the right one up.
It was so funny how
wait,
I had my
where did I get that at?
Let me see. Alone, I just felt like you were trouble.
I don't know. Wait.
And
let me
it's
see.
So interesting how vibe is because I
probably did it wrong. But anyway, I can. All right.
It happened.
So, wait. Oof.
Anyway,
so wait, let me take that off.
It was so funny how I had my whole mind.
I'm sorry, I had to take that off. All right, let me take this and put this up there. So the expectation of a woman in this scenario right here, okay? Y'all have to understand this. Women have expectations that are based off of what they think about themselves and about the world, okay? So what I'm saying to you, let me get to this. What I'm saying to you guys, it's what they think about the world and how they see it. And most women out here are truly blindfolded because what they're doing is they're seeing the world through their reality and they're not taking down the blindfold. And this is why where a lot of you guys are trying to set up dates or you're trying to talk to women is why the majority of you guys are failing with women because the majority of you guys are not making the right and necessary moves to show a woman why you should be that guy. Now, you know, like I showed you guys before in all of this, and we went over this before, but as I show you this before, remember, we talk about the interaction line. And as I discuss with you guys, this is very important because everything you do is going to have a certain kind of impact on what it is you are and what it is you're trying to do. And what most guys don't understand is everything is very important in the game. Everything, every thought, every move. But we have to understand, okay, hold on a second. Kevin asked a question. Kevin asked, who's supposed to initiate text messaging? Well, if you have your bid, you would know that question. But because you don't have your bid, sir, it is not about who initiates text messaging. It's how you instruct the woman to do that. See, this is why you are going to lose, because you cannot lead the woman. And if you cannot lead the woman, then you're going to be exactly what I'm showing guys right now. This is very terrible. Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying about 1,000 words. And that's why we're going to talk a little bit about that, because the thing that most guys don't get in the game, and where they all, most of the majority of these guys go wrong in the game, is that they are not special to a blinded woman. She's blindfolded, so she is not looking at you the way that you expect her to look at you, because in her eyes, she doesn't see anything special about you to make that move. How would I know and detect that I'm lying to myself? Dude, come on, man. What kind of question is that? You're already lying to yourself. You're a loser. So once you understand you're a loser, you might do something. Also, when do I have things I regret? I fall to live up to my expectations. Well, beat yourself up because you don't understand. You're not a student of the game, so you are going to do that. How do I straight up ask them for sex or just make my move? This isn't for you, Mike Larry. Can y'all go ahead and remove Mike Larry from this place? This isn't for you, Mike, and I wish you the best in your endeavors and who you find, but this is not for you. So if y'all can please remove him from the chat room, I appreciate that. This is not for you. Can you briefly talk about the breakdown you do on 5-Prey product? I know it's a topic. Dog, you buy the product and you'll see it, man. Don't ever ask me that question again, man. Don't ask me that question. You'll see everything you need when you buy the product, man. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to tell you anything. Why would I tell you anything? Anyway, let me get back to what I was going on. So for you guys out there, to show y'all game, to give y'all an understanding of game and everything, what I'm saying is, as a man that has game, you must understand how everything works and how a man, he doesn't force a woman to take off the blindfold. What happens is a man will show the woman why she should take the blindfold off. And this is where we're talking about as far as manhood goes. Because, see, as far as manhood goes, okay, as far as manhood goes and everything, it is very important to understand that, let me see here, what is he asking? So by you having the ability to lead, will you lead her out of a false perception of a reality? No, Jada, that's a good question. We're not leading her out of a false perception of a reality. She's going to lead herself out of that perception of reality because how intrigued she is by everything that you're doing. It's really intrigued by you. So she's not really, we're not really doing anything but just showing her why. That's the key thing, and I'll explain that in 1 second. L asks, when a woman you see a lot says, we'll see, is that no, or does that mean that I have to give her reasons why? Well, Mr. Turner, your problem is that you are what I'm talking about. You're an I see person, a we'll see person, and that's a very bad thing. As a man, I am not a I don't know, I'll think about it, I'll get back to you, I don't know. Because if a woman said that, I'm dismissing her. But because of your weak interactions, your weak mindset, and how you move as a male, she doesn't see anything about you, and she can talk to you any old kind of way. And she knows if she talks to you that kind of way that you will do that, man, okay? You will actually, when you start to learn game, you will understand that women won't talk to you this way. But let me explain. I'm going to tell you why, but that's a very – very good question you're asking, but this is going to be a little bit of a heartbreak to a lot of you guys. But I do want to explain this to you guys out here. Now, what we want to look at before we really get into the show right here is we want to look at, and again, and I'm glad, I forgot who said, I think it was FOA said about the 1,000 words. I'm glad that you watch and everything. But here lies the problem, the biggest issue a lot of you guys are going to have. And it is this right here. This is the most important thing here, okay? All right? This is the most important thing right here. Everything you say and everything you do is going to put you on a pathway, no matter if you like it or not. You are going to be placed on a pathway. For a lot of you guys, y'all move slow. You take your time. There is no fire under your ass to do things like a man would, and you waste your damn time. And when you are slow in the game and you waste time, what happens is you will always end up on the road towards the friend zone or the creepy zone, because you are not just, listen to me guys, you're not just not taking her blindfold off, but you are reinforcing why she should have her blindfold on. You see, gentlemen, when a woman has her blindfold on, she's only looking at her expectations. Her expectations, meaning her result. She's not looking at anything else. And this is what I want you guys to understand. Every woman out there, okay? Every woman out there. What's going on, Ms. Merritt? Every woman out there, they have expectations to themselves. They're allowed to have expectations. They're allowed to say, I want a guy that's 7 foot. I want a guy that floats and walks on water. I want a guy that can fly, or whatever expectation. Gentlemen, that is their reality, okay? That is their reality, and they are allowed to believe what reality they have. So you cannot change a woman's reality as long as the blindfold is on, gentlemen. But the blindfold will be reinforced when you are moving slow and you are wasting time. The blindfold will stay on and be reinforced. But when you begin to make moves, gentlemen, and you begin to win battles, but this is going to shock most of you guys, because the battles and the moves that you're making are not the moves for her. They're the moves that you are making for yourself. It's not about the woman. It will never be about the woman, gentlemen. And I know so many of you guys want to make it about the woman, but it is not about the woman. Because y'all don't understand that she is allowed to have expectations. And whatever her expectation is, gentlemen, that will tie into her results that she is looking for. And that's why a lot of women will say, this is the kind of guy I want, blase, blase, blase. But for most of you guys out there that are bird watching or don't have game, most of y'all will become intimidated. Excuse me. Most of y'all will become intimidated by what the woman is saying, because a lot of you women guys then feel that you don't have a shot at the woman. Just because she wants a certain kind of a man doesn't mean that you cannot be that man. And just because she wants a certain kind of a man doesn't mean that you can't be her side dick while she looks for her man. She's allowed to have her own perception. She's allowed to see the world the way she wants to see it. But the one thing that is, there are a few things we're going to talk about today that's going to change that, because the thing about game, or the thing about you and your core and how you see yourself, it will show her that through you, you can achieve more things with less. That means when you don't have money, but yet you have women, she can recognize that. When you don't have a nice car, but you have women, she can recognize that. When you don't have a nice body, but you get women, she can recognize that. She can recognize things in guys, because she can see that even though you don't have much, you are going to be a great experience. You're going to be influenced. You're going to influence her, guys. That's what's going to want to make her take the blindfold down, because of the influence, guys. This is why this is very important. Now, I hope you guys are writing this down. Got a question, put a Q in there. If you guys want to call in, y'all have the number to call in and all this other stuff. But this is why I'm explaining to y'all guys right now why influence is very important in all this. Because if you can influence the woman, that means, gentlemen, honestly, for all you guys out here, the one thing you're doing, no, Jack, that's false. They're not stupid. They may be a little naive, but they're not smart because they're driven by their emotions. They're not smart. They're only smart with just those two types of individuals, the bird watchers and the creepy guys. They already know how to play those guys because those guys are already playing themselves. You see what I'm saying? So they're not really smart motherfuckers. They're just women that are emotional that have not actually ran into a man. So the problem is that as a man, we want to make sure that she can understand us better through the understanding we have of ourselves. See, a woman, the more the woman knows about you, the more she will come to understand or overstand your strengths and why you. And understanding you is going to be that shift in her perception and in her reality where when she takes off the blindfold, it is going to blind her on another level because she is in unfamiliar territory, gentlemen. You have to understand when it comes to women that their reality and their perception, they're blinded right now. But even in that blindness, it's really hurting them because through their mindset, okay? Campers are bird watchers too. Yes, boxing. But through their mindset, remember, they only deal with average guys. So they don't even realize how deep they can be unless they get with a deep man that can push them beyond their scope and what they think, okay? But also what she will learn through that man is she will learn how to deal with happiness. She will learn how to deal and be patient with herself and learn values in herself. Not that lie that she thinks she's valuable and she's special and all these things that women say, but then they're crying with their wine, with their little cat, reading magazines and books, worrying about guys. We're talking about when she gets with a man, she's going to understand, okay? But also what the beautiful thing is that what y'all are seeing right here, the mindset that she has, the one thing that is holding her back, because when she gets with a real man, he is going to push and propel her beyond who she is and what she thinks. Let me grab this call real quick, and we'll continue. Area code 202, sir, how can I help you? Let me open you up. How can I help you, 202? What's up?
Yo, what's good, Steve Dean?
What's up?
I'm the Golden Child. I was in the chat, but I just wanted to call up and let you know you helped me a lot. And I wanted to tell you something about the jugger yourself. I recently had a, experience with that with a girl I used to talk to. And I told her a situation, like we have a little ice cream date, you know what I'm saying? And she didn't, like she sent me a voicemail. She talking about that, like, Cause she wasn't expecting, like, she never experienced something like this with another nigga. So she was like, she's like, can you send me something real? Can you be real? Like, she didn't believe it type shit. So I just left her on red, not even on red. I just didn't respond. And then she texted me back like a week later, talking about what you doing. And then I text her, I sent her a voicemail about the same date. And I said, just send me back and let me know. And then she texted me back saying that she couldn't, and I told her, just enjoy your life. I understand I can't change you, and I want to change you. So I just told her, you know, fuck other people and live life. But left the candle in the window, or
you always leave a candle in the window? Well, you should always leave. Yeah, give her a way to find a way back home. But you got to make sure you build a home to come back to, not build like a house in your mind, okay?
Most definitely.
All right, so I'll throw you back in, man. Thank you for the call. Got another question?
All right,
let me
bro.
Know. I respect all right, you.
Bet.
All right. So getting back to what I was saying to y'all guys out there, y'all can call in, that, you know, you kill her mindset because you show her that she can be more than what her mind actually allows her to be. But also, it opens her mind up to more opportunities with you. And what I mean by more opportunities is more sexual opportunities, more fun, blushing, laughing, thinking, reacting. All these things come into what a guy does for a woman. And this is something that can help all you guys out there when it comes to game. Because most of us out here don't understand that the power that you have, the power that you possess, is not trying to force her into filling in her expectations. It's doing certain other things. See, when a woman can see that you are a person that's always changing, meaning you're ahead of the curve, meaning you're always evolving, you see the average guy that's a bird watcher or the creepy thirsty guy, they're always stuck in who they are every day. So she already knows how to play him. But the man that is evolving, he is moving ahead of the curve, okay? And being evolved, meaning that she can evolve herself through you and realize that she doesn't even have to be who she is today. There are a lot of women who have had troubles with their parents, their siblings and things like that. They get with men and all of a sudden they start to see the world totally different and they really are in more control of their life when they're actually with a man. And that's, you know, that's a key thing, actually with a man, because as long as we are leading them by what? Leading ourselves, we're okay. Okay. No matter how tall you are, how big you are, how you look, you must be able to lead from your core. And the reason why you need to lead from your core, even before it even gets to a woman or anything like that, it's because you set a direction and you provide yourself with a vision to empower yourself. And it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, you must be able to lead yourself, gentlemen. Because once you see the thing that women love the most and they want to take their blindfold off of is when the man has vision. And I'm not talking about vision of sex. I'm talking about a vision that directs that man to be a better man for himself, a man that clears out the cobwebs and there's no fog, and he is just self-motivated for himself. And that man is that's a beautiful thing. You talk about not responding to a woman's nudes. Do you usually lead her into something after they send them? She's sending them knowing that you will be smashing another day. Well, no, no. She sends them to get my attention. The pussy is already yours. So why do I need to do anything else when I've already conquered? So if you already conquered, what happens is sometimes, okay, they will go away because some of them, okay, they're on like an ego trip. So some of them, because they have so many guys, that they're like, well, fuck you. I don't need you. I'll just go back and hang out with the nobodies. And she'll hang out with the nobodies, and then she'll get bored with the nobodies and roll right back. But doing things to get your attention. Don't even have to send a bit. You don't have to send one dick pic at all. One. You can send it mentally by the way you talk to them. So yeah, you don't have to respond. It's just a way that she says hi. It's just a hello, just showing your body. It's like, hello, I'm here. Talk to me. Let's talk. Let's catch up. That's all. Let's just talk. Let's catch up. Let's just chop it up. And that's it. That's all it is. Victor, it says a text. Okay. Well, regardless, I probably say yes if I didn't have to work and I wasn't with someone RN. What does RN mean? Well, Victor, you just tell her to take. Okay. Let me show you why you've lost already. You can't pretend to be a man and then let her say this fucking off branded disrespectful shit, and then you sit here and not know what to say. Come on. She said, I'd say yes if I didn't have to work or I wasn't with someone. I don't know what RN means, with someone. I don't know what that means. But if you ever change your mind, give me a call. That's fine. But she ended with who knows. Listen. This is why I keep telling y'all why we win and y'all lose. And this is why I keep telling you I don't want the pussy. Character is everything to me. And I need a woman that knows what the fuck she wants. And a woman that fucking says who knows is a woman that doesn't know what the fuck she wants. So you know what? But that being said, take care. Because the last thing I want to do is waste your time or my time. Because that statement told me that you are not what I'm looking for. I need a woman that knows what she wants. I don't live in the fucking world of who knows. But see, you ain't about that life, man. You let that shit slide, man. Jesus Christ. Oh, she's with someone right now. Thank you, guys. That means right now. Okay. I don't know what that means. Okay. All right, let's see here. That's asking me how to be a surgeon. That's why I didn't answer that question. Don't ask me that again, or please dismiss him or time out if he asks twice. I'm not going to answer that question. You're not ready for that question, so please don't ask me that question. Yes, guys, I understand what it means right now. Okay, I get it. So, yeah, I didn't know what that bullshit meant. So, anyway, so getting back to y'all guys, y'all want to call in, we got you. Lines are open. We're chopping it up, but I'm continuing on what I'm saying to you guys that is very important. The thing that's going to take down her things is when she can see confidence in you, not fake confidence or anything like that. She wants to know that if you go after everything at 100% or 1,000 or 1,000,000%, that's the thing that's going to turn her on. As I said before, you guys don't even go at a woman. You guys go after a woman at negative point million. You're not even going after really what you want because you don't have enough confidence to go after yourself. Once a woman can recognize a man that goes after what he wants, it forces the woman, because he's not paying attention to her, it forces her to do things to get in his sight. Because she wants to be a part of that. Because in her mind, if he goes after her the way he goes after life, then guess what? Everything is beautiful. Wait, did I miss something? Wait a second. Let me see something here. Let's see. I'm sorry. I don't know if that kicked me out or not. Jesus. I think we got kicked out. I don't know. We had a burp. I'm sorry. I apologize. Let me go back and say what I was saying before. But I was saying to y'all guys out there, a lot of y'all guys don't go after what you want. And if you don't go after what you want, a woman wants a man that goes after life at 100%. And if you don't go after life, if you don't go after life at 100%, then she's not going to want to be with you, because she's going to realize that you're full of games and you're not about building yourself up. And, you know, these are things that we can do to win with women. But the win that's very important in all of this is not actually winning. It's winning with yourself. You cannot, by no means, gentlemen, change the perception that a woman has. And you must understand already is that you have to be, okay? You have to be, no matter what. Whatever goes on in your life, you have to understand that she is allowed to think and she is allowed to do and she is allowed to be who she wants to be, because that's her makeup of who the fuck she is before you even met her. You have no right to change her mind. You have no right to change her behavior. You have no right to manipulate her mind or manipulate her behavior. That's not game. You must understand that you're dealing with an opponent who has an expectation, not an intent, but a result. She has an outside I do. She's not living in the I am. She's living on the I do, all right? And this is why it's important. See, I don't want you guys to try to change and force yourself on her and force your way into her life. Don't do that. And that's why I try to tell you, everything you do, gentlemen, every word you say is going to put you on a road. It doesn't matter. Not only every word, every action, and every thought is going to shift you on a road. Let me give you an example. When you see a woman, you communicate to that woman, then you communicate to yourself. Wow, she's sexy. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to say? You see that? So you've already set yourself on a road because, see, when you're on that road, and this is why you don't set up dates and this is why you don't talk to women, it is because at that point in time, you have to follow her narrative. Listen to what I'm saying. You've got to follow her narrative and her expectation when you are not manly or in who you are in your core. You have no choice but following what she wants. Because in her mind, remember guys, her perception and her reality is what is a combination of everything that has gone in her life to the point of where you met her. From conception to the point you met her, whatever she's gone through has formed her perception and her reality. And when you meet her and you are worshiping her, you begin to worship her. When you begin to worship her, what happens is that you, my friends, you are going at a blindfolded opponent. So there are no attacks because you then have to fit her expectation because of the fact that she's already met you before by your behaviors, by the things that you say, by the time that you waste and how slow you go about things automatically shows her that you are actually a waste of time. And if you are a waste of time, you can get some of her time, but it's got to be on her time and not your time. And that's where y'all go wrong. You guys run into women all the time, and all you do is sit around pussyfoot, beat around the bush and play footsies with these women. You're on her time. You don't even realize that. When you send her a message, you're waiting because you're on her time. You're waiting for her to respond. You're waiting for her to call you. You're waiting for her to message you. You're waiting for her to decide what she wants to do because she's blindfolded. You cannot beat that opponent because that opponent is stuck in what she's in. Now, follow me on this. This is very important. This is very important. We'll go to the. Let me see if I can find a. We'll go marker. Where's the marker at? We'll use a red one. We're gonna go to the board real quick. Let me show you. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Give me a second. Let's go to the board. All right. Oh, wait, I got to move this out of the way so it can grab it. Come on, girl. All right, here we go. All right, let's go to the board. Let's talk about it real quick. So what I'm saying is that if she is blindfolded, right? All right, that's the woman. All right, whatever. That's the woman. You know, all right, y'all know this is a woman, right? We know she's blindfolded. This is why she becomes the result. Because what's happening here, gentlemen, and I want y'all to follow this, is that when she is blindfolded, that means she is one with her perception and her reality. You, on the other hand, you're open. You're not blindfolded. You're all about what she's about, which means she's renting space in your head. But how do we make the change? We sent, wait, let me see if I can grab a mark. Oh, shit. Where's my, I don't have a, oh, wait, hold on. The change does not come in at trying to be like her. The change comes in is when you gentlemen become blindfolded. Let me break that down to you guys. Get your crayons out. Got a question, go ahead and ask. But let me show you what I'm talking about in this game, okay? Let me show you what I'm talking about. What I'm saying to you guys is this. See, the reason you're losing to the opponent is because the opponent is not thinking about you. She's only thinking about her expectations. So every guy that she meets, because he doesn't have any expectations of himself, he's open to her expectations, meaning that he's going into it not blindfolded. But do y'all guys notice when I keep telling you, see, when you're not blindfolded, it's going to be bigger. Y'all ready for this? When you're not blindfolded, isn't it, you're the one saying she's sexy? You're the one saying she's beautiful. You're the one saying she's fine. You're the one saying she's desirable. You're the one saying, oh, man, I got to get with her. Do you understand what's happening when you are open and you're not blindfolded? But see, when a man is blindfolded, he recognizes her, but there is no beauty in her. There is no sexy in her. There is no, damn, I got to get with her, because he is just seeing her. Think about what I am saying, guys, okay? Think about what I am saying here. This is very, very important, okay? JC says, is your blindfold, your tunnel vision, focusing everything that correlates you? Yeah, you're all of you on you. See, okay, she's thinking about herself. Think about that. Even if she's talking shit about herself, she's still thinking about herself. But remember what I said, when you see the woman, let me show you. Remember, see, this is the important thing, and I'm sorry about the music. I got to, let me see if I can, probably got to re-upload that, because I think there was music there. Well, I think, hopefully y'all can hear me. Let me see if there was music.
It happened the other night.
All right, let me see. All right. So, can y'all hear me right now? Can y'all hear me? Just put a one. Y'all can hear me? I just want to make sure y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me? Anybody, just put a one. Can y'all hear me? All right, good. Y'all can hear me. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, JJ. All right, so look at what I'm saying to you guys. All right, thank you, guys. All right, thank you, guys. Thank you. Listen to what I'm saying to you guys. I'm saying that when you are not blindfolded, you've got to go by her expectations. Listen, her expectation is going to be in the forefront because you have her renting space in your head. So because she's renting space in your head, you're open. Okay? All right? So do y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all are open. Oh, okay, there's audio. Y'all can hear me with this audio in the background. Okay, let me take that off. Okay. I'm sorry, I got the audio in the background. Let me get back to this. All right, let me move that. Okay, I'm sorry, guys, but I just wanted to show y'all that. I'm sorry, guys. I just wanted to show y'all though. I appreciate it, but no. What I'm saying to y'all guys out there that's listening, yeah. Well, we did. Okay, thank you. So what we're saying is to you guys out here and stuff like that. Okay, see, what you guys have to understand in the game is that because of how she's seeing things, how she sees the world, how her expectation is, you've got to follow her expectation because you're the one that's open. Okay? But when you're not that guy that can open her up to possibilities through you, that's where everything will change. Remember her edge. If you look at the top right there, her edge is stuck in insecurities. Also judgments, guys that are inexperienced, and guys that are creepy. Which then what? It reinforces the blindfold. It reinforces her expectation of what she wants. It just reinforces what they want. But when they get with you, and because you are not looking at them as something special, it really is a curveball that starts to unlock more curiosity in her to want to see why, well, why aren't you paying attention to me? Why aren't you giving me any play like all the other guys? Y'all see what I'm saying, gentlemen? It's the exact same thing. But the only way that you can see it is by the movements that you're making. Like I said before, the problem that you have, your interactions, all your interactions are killing you. Because all your interactions, all you're trying to do is you don't know how to talk to her when you meet. You don't know how to talk to her while you're dating. You're messing up her perception. And I'm talking about the interaction line. 9150, let me bring in area code 915. 1 second. 915, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? What's a question that I can ask myself to see if I'm bird watching game?
You don't need to. I'll tell you right now, you are bird watching. You don't need to ask yourself a question. You are bird watching.
Mm.
Let me tell you why. Because you ain't doing shit.
All right.
Yeah, you're bird watching. I mean, you ain't doing shit. Tell me, what are you doing for yourself? What are you doing?
I get what you mean.
No, don't get what I mean. I'm asking, what are you doing for yourself right now? You ain't doing shit. What are you doing for yourself? I'm listening.
Just working to survive.
Yeah, you're working to lose. So see, surviving, young man, surviving is about responsibility. That's not. We all are working to survive. So that's just a sad thing to say. But listen to what. Do you see why she's blindfolded to you? Because you sound like the guy. As soon as you see a woman, you're going to be thirsting after her and running behind her. Because all you're doing is trying to survive, but we all are trying to survive. So you just are like everybody else, big guy.
Mm.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not doing anything. And the question is why?
I didn't think about it that far, so.
Oh, but see, that's okay. Remember, you can't think about it. You really can't think about anything when you are going down a pathway of mental self-destruction.
Mm.
You're going through a pathway of mental self-destruction, and you don't even realize it, because how are you actually moving to do anything? You're not really doing anything for yourself. And that's sad. How old are you, young man?
25.
So you're look how many days you've wasted, buddy. 25, and you're wasting your life away. Because you're not doing anything for yourself.
Mm.
And you're just getting by. And I'm glad that you're getting by, but don't you want to be with women?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, but you want to be with women, right?
Right.
Is that a win or a fail? Because you want to get with them.
Bet.
See that? You wanna get with them. So because you wanna get with them, the next time you see a woman, you're gonna say she's beautiful. She's special, she's gorgeous. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's gonna lead you open to following her narrative, because you're talking to a blindfolded woman and your eyes are wide the fuck open. And your I do, and your I am is not blinded. So you're apt to be, you're going to have game run on you.
Mm.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
So, you know, it's just something to think about. But I appreciate the call. But yeah, man, no, man, I don't mean to knock you, but you're just beaten down. But I don't want you to run away and get mad at women. Because as I said before, I don't think no one's ever told you is they're allowed to be whatever the fuck they are right now before you meet them. Does she have to stop being a gold digger just because she meets you? Does she have to stop having sex just because she meets you? Or, hey, does she have to start having sex just because she meets you? You see what I'm saying? It works both ways. What right do we have to say a woman automatically has to do or change for us? But the other way around. I can say the other way around. We don't have to. Well, I don't change, but you do. Because you will change for someone versus even changing for yourself first. And thus, there's the problem. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the problem. Everybody wants everybody else to change, but they never want to change for themselves. Isn't that crazy? Everybody has all these expectations that they have of women, but yet they don't have any expectations of themselves. They expect women to do what they want to do when they want it done. But when they don't get their way, all of a sudden women are the scourge of the earth. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So any other questions before I let you go, brother?
Not right now.
All right. Well, good. Okay. And I'll throw you back in. But great call, brother. Okay. Stand up. We got another question.
Shout out to you, sir.
All right, no, shout out to you, motherfucker. Back at you, brother, okay? Thank you, man, okay? All right, 100, man. All right, stand up, Meepil. Stand up, Meepil. It's all good. Let me answer this question right here. He's asking, is there ever any situation with a woman where you're going to – fuck no. Why the fuck would I do that silly shit? What? I don't know. You might ever be in the wrong thing. Why the fuck do I care? Why would I – is this actually a question? Listen, women are going to have whatever they want to have. And whatever they have is none of my fucking business. But B, let me tell you this, and shout out to my boy. Go to him if you're going to go, but don't come over here with that shit. Do it again, you're gone. Do it again, you're gone. But don't ask me that shit. I'm just telling you what's over here. I can't speak for another man, and I won't, man. You know what I mean? Don't bring that shit over here and then compare it, dog. Don't be a bitch and compare notes. That's what bitches do. Don't do no bitch shit. If you got a sense, say, go over there and stay with him, but don't fucking come over here and shit. V, you said, how do you respond to a woman who tells you they have a boyfriend? So what do you mean, how do you respond to them? Get your bid, and I'll show you. Once you get your bid, I'll show you, okay? Once you get your bid, okay? Now, and if you ask me that question again, I'm going to kick you out. Don't ask me that question because you're asking a deep question, and you're not prepared for the answer until you become a student of the game. So please do not ask me that question when you don't have game, you don't have a standard, and you ain't got nothing going for you. Why would I tell somebody that's a wall who is lazy as fuck, who ain't going to do anything? Why would I give you information that's going to fall on fucking deaf ears? Come on, man. You'll learn what your bid is. If you take $90 consultation, you'll learn what your bid is. That's what we teach. Anyway, guys, I want to call in. Y'all got the number. We're chopping it up. It's the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session, guys. Don't forget, we got about several more days left of the birthday package that you get discounts and getting the $99 birthday package that has over 60 hours of game on there. Guys, y'all can check that out. Lines are open if y'all guys want to call in. But as I was saying for you guys out here, this is a this is pretty deep right now, because a lot of you guys are not trying to show depth in who you are. You are attacking an opponent based off of a judgment you have of the world, not of what she has of the world. You have of the world. And because you, again, that creepy guy who is blinded, most of you guys will either from bird watching go to creepy and weird. So most of you guys are going to, y'all going to hit that street anyway. But the problem is you guys are blinded by your reality, that the difference between your reality and what we have as a reality is that your reality is based off of judgments, judging yourself, judging women, judging fucking other guys. That is your reality. We don't judge anybody. Guys, we're going to do only 2 hours, so we're going to be doing a two-hour show, so let's get it in. But no, we only judge ourselves. We do not judge women. Thus, we accept who she is when we see her, because who are we to judge her for who she is? But through talking to her and not at her, and learning things about each other, we can make a greater determination. We can make a better and greater determination versus the fact that she can't make one. She won't be able to make one, but she will have more curiosity over you when you're not judging her. Because what most of y'all don't understand, when you say she's beautiful or she's sexy, you've already judged her because you already want, because as soon as you say she's sexy, I want to smash. That's what comes after the thought of she's sexy. As soon as you say she's sexy, that's what happens next. I want to smash. I want to get with her. I want to get that, man. I want to hit that. You see what I'm saying? But a man doesn't do that. But see, when a man doesn't do that, that's what throws her off, because she cannot understand why the operation of how that man is moving totally different than the average guy who is not moving the right way. And this is what hurts so many guys out there. It really deteriorates your chances of actually getting something from that woman. She has too many people doing the same thing to say, well, you, no, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. But see, what she doesn't understand is that what's beautiful. And see, you guys want to be first all the time. You want to be first in her life. Not only is that a judgment, but that is a false, fake reality. Mostly intent, not result. You just met her, and you want to be the number one thing in her life. You just met her, and you want her to put aside her job, her friends, her parents, her cat, and their life, and move you all the way to the front. See how y'all lose? And see, when your eyes are fucking open, you can't see what the fuck is inside of you, in front of you, excuse me. But when you are blinded by the perceptions and realities that you see outside of yourself based on how you feel about yourself, everything changes, because there is nothing satisfying, guys, than what even the chess masters would call a discovered attack. Because what's so beautiful about it is, that's why I want to be last. You want to know why I want to be last? You want to know why I want to be 1,000,001? The reason why I want to be 1,000,001? Because I know the million guys ahead of me are not paying attention to her. Remember, the million of those guys are blindfolded. A million of those guys do not pay attention to her. But when she recognizes, remember, okay, I'll give you all the example, okay? I'll give you a second. Wait a second. Wait. What is your, she's attractive, she's the same as beautiful. There is no what. My what is what the fuck she does. She's sexy when she cooks. She's sexy when she gives me a massage. She's sexy when she cleans and vacuums and does dishes and shit. What the fuck you mean? That's what sexy is to me. But what I'm saying is for you guys out here is that for all you guys out here, okay, dude, just send me a message with your number. Don't ask me that shit. Send me a message with your number, please. What I'm saying, thank you, 21. Fuck. What I'm saying is to you guys out there is that the I'll give you an example. Remember the guy, Wintertime, had the chick. He's a student of mine. He took down some pictures, and before the theme of winter or because it was cold, he put up another photo of a cold situation where the woman in the wintertime, he was talking about the lake, she started talking about how she loved to go on the paddle boat, you know, the little paddle boat thing in the lake in the summertime. When she was a little girl, she did that. That was like the most enjoyable thing that she did with her parents and all that other stuff and all those memories of what she had in the wintertime. And this guy, just like I'm telling you, was the 1,000,001. Even though he had her over, he was still 1,000,001. But in the springtime, when everything started to cool the fuck down, all of a sudden, what he did was he blindfolded her, surprised her, and took her to the lake to paddle boat ride. And that moved him all the way up damn to top 10, top 5, because right then she recognized in him which she couldn't recognize in everybody else. You see what I'm saying? The beautiful thing about the 1,000 or how, guys, I tell you to welcome them in, man. You listen, this is not about competition. It's about learning how to use your competition to springboard you forward. That's what I'm saying, okay? That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? All right? You see what I'm saying? My thing to you guys out there, this is the beautiful thing about game. See, I see a woman. I don't think about, oh, my God, how many. And I don't think about, oh, my God, what is she doing right now? And I don't do that. That's not me. I do not operate that way, and nor should you operate that way. You guys should be operating, you guys out there should be operating on the basis of who you are as a man. And who you are as a man should be the thing that at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you should not worry about anything. You should not get mad. You should not get upset. You should not pout or anything like that when you're with somebody. You shouldn't pout because men don't do that. We don't pout. We don't get mad. We don't get angry. We don't get upset. We just keep it a buck because we know eventually what? We know eventually that that she is going to start recognizing things in us based off of the average guys. She's going to start thinking about us. So if she's thinking about us and we're not just doing anything but showing the fuck up, we're not going to move up. She's going to move us up based off of the other guys, and that's what you want. Because she's going to start seeing things in you, key things. When she sees it in you, she doesn't realize that she is self-sabotaging her expectations. This is what I'm saying. When you meet her, she's only looking at her expectations. But when she starts to see things in you, the shift of the perception and the shift of the reality goes away from expectation. And it moves on to you that brings you up. If you're 1,000,000, if you're 1,000,001, and there's a million guys ahead of you, don't be threatened because those millions are living through her expectation. And that's the best part of being last in line. That's the best part of being last in line. Because the victory is so great when you become number one, okay? The victory is so great. I'm putting him in timeout. Dude, listen, let me tell you something. I'm not going to kick you out, but I am going to put you in timeout. And I'm going to ask you, please do not disrespect. No, don't do it. I'll just put him in timeout. Do not disrespect our set with like that. So I will just put him in timeout for now. He just be put in timeout. And then if he do something like that again, he will be kicked out. He will be kicked out. Okay? Don't you put him in timeout, but yeah, he will kick out if he says something like that again. So as I said before to y'all guys out here, as y'all said out here, okay, so getting back to y'all guys out here, what I'm saying is this is the beautiful thing about the movements that you make. This is why, gentlemen, all my dogs. Oh, wait, 224, let me bring you in real quick. This is why. I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to show y'all why moves are so important. 224, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, how's it going? I just had a real quick question.
Yes.
So I know that there's like a thing that like we should be working on, like making girls smile and laugh and blush, but are there any like technical practice things that we can do to like get better at having that happen more effortlessly?
How long have you been listening for?
2 months.
You have your puzzle pieces? Then keep doing them. You failed. Listen to your question. And your question is an I do. You're asking me an I do question, right? That's an I do question.
Yeah.
Right. That's why you fucking fail. Because we don't ask I do fucking questions. We ask I am result-based questions.
Okay, so.
Does that you not understand that?
Yeah, I understand. It's just something that's
then why are you asking me an I do question then?
Well, I just thought it's something that I would learn, just similar to like poetry.
No, because because what you don't understand is you're putting the woman above yourself right now. You don't even realize you're doing that. Do you not see that?
Yeah, I see.
What are ways that I could do this to do this for her? Are you serious?
Well, I thought like it all kind of like ties in into like what.
How does it how does the I do tie into an I am? How does that tie in?
Well, I don't want to go into like too deep, but like with that the bid, I know that there was the three things that you should always do when you're trying
back. Because that's through the conversation classes 1, 2, and 3, texting toolkit, and flirt the fuck. So what are you saying? I'm lost. What?
Yes, I was just kidding because I'm currently going through the conversation classes in Alpha Code, and I was just, you know, I still while I'm trying to get the master of the basics, I'm still having trouble with getting those three.
Well, you're not having trouble. All right, give me an example. Hey, say something to me. I'm gonna show you how easy. Say something. Just throw something. You know we're gonna do. You know the bid and all that stuff. So just say something a woman says. Give me one thing. Throw one thing at me.
I'm just at Starbucks right now.
No, I'm just saying, what is she saying? What is she saying to you?
Oh, okay. Well, after I put them in, I was like, she's like, hi, thank you. You know, you're very smooth. And how long did it take you to come up with that?
Well, you know what? How long it took me to come up with it? It took me as fast as it's taking me right now to set up a date with you. So when you're free Saturday at 7 o'clock, we'll go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. And what I want you to do is I want you to wear the same outfit you had on right now. And I can show you how smooth I am, because if you think I'm this smooth right now, wait till you get to know what I'm about by seeing what's behind your smile. Do you see how fast I did that shit?
Yeah. So is it just that I keep progressing through the courses that I'll –
Right.
So
yes, absolutely. Because you're not seeing it. I keep telling you, first thing you do, you've got to manage your words and your time, and then you've got to. Where are you leading her? Where are you leading her?
I'm leading her to like open up and experience an opportunity to get to know me.
Right. So if she's like, you're such a smooth talker, you take that and lead her. Where do you want to take her?
Right. Okay.
Where do you want to take her? Hey, let me take it one more level. Let me go one more level up. You know, you remember, you made me together. Remember how you told me how smooth I am and everything like that? Let me show you what a smooth guy would do. Come here for a second. Grab, take your arm, wrap around it, and say, come over here. Does a smooth talker tell you how sexy you look, how nice you smell, and how good you feel in my arms? Or is that too smooth for you? Do you see that? Still, hey, taking what she said in the beginning and still use it. Like, because remember, I stored the information in my mind, and I'm just waiting to use it for the attack to show her that I pay attention to what she's saying.
Okay, thank you.
You see what I'm saying? Oh, but you know what? You remember that time? You remember that first? Yeah, I'm just showing the guys we're live and everything while I'm talking to you. And here's another thing. If I'm talking to the woman, you remember, you know, you came up with, like, she's coming over to your place and everything. You know, it's funny how you say that I was smooth and everything like that, but guess what she's going to say when she comes over to your place and you have your shit set up right? She's going to say, God damn, you are whoa. Wait a second, wait. What is that? A lost and found box? Well, shit, yeah. Baby, the reason why I have that, I'm not trying to be smooth with you anything right now, baby girl, but the reason why I had that is because, hey, look, I got to give it over. Or she sees it on the phone and you do it on video or whatever like that. You know what I mean? You have it on video and all this other stuff. So, you know, she'll recognize a box with some words on it or some shit. Or maybe you're laying down next to the box and you do a video. She'll recognize it. What is that about? What is the wine about? That's it. Everything I'm showing you is reinforcing the smooth. But she's recognizing the smooth caller. Thus, her perception and her reality is going to shift because she's not used to seeing how smooth guys operate, right? She's only she's only used to the average guy, nothing on his wall, basic old lights, nothing exciting or sexual in his place whatsoever. Okay?
Okay.
All right, bro. All right, well, good question. Great question, man. Let me throw you back in. Let me grab 714. Thank you, sir, for the question. Great question. Area code 714, sir. How can I help you? What's up?
Steve, why did you marry a single mother and break the cardinal rule?
The reason I did break the cardinal rule is because I chose to do it. And why do you give a fuck?
Because
shut the fuck up, bitch. Let me tell you something.
You asked me why I gave a fuck.
Hold on, fuck boy. Hold on. Let me ask you this question. Answer. Why do you care? Why do you care what's going on in my life?
I don't care what's going on in
life. Wait, stop. You just asked me a question. Why do you care what's going on in my life, bitch-ass motherfucker? You the one that's calling my show. You the one that's on my dick. You've been calling my show for a year on my dick. So why do you give a fuck what I'm doing, bitch? Why do you give a fuck, bitch?
Because you preach.
Get the fuck off this motherfucker. Because I preach. I don't preach you motherfuckers getting married. You got to be fucking kidding me. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I have some art for you guys to sell. Well, if you got some art, tell those guys. Yeah. Guys. Oh, my God. Guys, let me say something to you guys out here. Let me say something to you. Don't worry about what another man is doing. Don't worry about what another man is doing. Because I don't preach anything. You marry and do what the fuck you want to do. But that bitch-ass guy is mad, and he come on my show with some sucker shit. Get the fuck out of here. So real game starts when you realize that you can't change the outside world without changing yourself first for the betterment. Yeah, well, yeah, it's yes, absolutely, sir. That's when real game starts. That's exactly where it starts. It starts when you realize that you don't change. You cannot change weather. You cannot change people's opinions, okay? You see what I'm saying? You can't change weather, and you can't change people's perceptions and all that other stuff, okay? You can't do that. You can only change what and who you are, okay? All right? That's the thing that's about game, and that's something that y'all need to understand, all right? That's what y'all need to learn. That's how y'all got to grow, and that's how y'all need to understand shit. And once y'all grow, and understand shit, y'all win. And that's the beautiful thing about game, is because the game out there is what you want to do for yourself. But I do want to let you guys know, you don't need to justify yourself to anybody out there. Because here's the thing that a lot of you guys don't understand. A lot of guys do come from single-parent homes. A lot of guys are, he's the guy that says get the likes up. But you know what happened? I told his bitch ass to get the fuck on, and now he's mad and shit. So you know what? I forgot his name. He ain't called in such a long time, but you know what? Still watches the show. He still watches the show. So, but anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys, this is how game works. And this is the beauty of the game. And this is why you win as men. This is why you men as men. Because once you focus on yourself, this is how you win, okay? You win by focusing on yourself. You cannot win when you think about other men. You cannot win when you are in another man's pocket. You just can't win that way, okay? All right? I don't know. No, I think he's not the one that plays with dolls or whatever. I don't know who the fuck. I don't know what he is. Okay. Let's see here. Let me see here. All right, yeah. So, yeah, bird watching. Yeah, bird watch. Yeah, guys, we got a lot of bird watches and shit. Yeah. Guys, you want to call in? We're at the 30-minute mark. We got about 30 more minutes left of the show, gentlemen. About 38 more minutes left of the show. You got a question, go ahead and call in. We got you covered, man. We got you covered. Ask any question you want. This is the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session. But what I'm saying to you guys is that as soon as you can change the perception, okay, as soon as you change the perception without trying to change the perception, you do it, okay? You say, any tips for guys in their 20s that wish you – wait, what? He said, any tips for guys in their 20s that you wish you told yourself? No. No. Mm-mm. Okay, here's the thing, Johnny, and you'll learn this. We don't operate like the average fucking guy out there who lives in this, well, what should you tell yourself if you could go back in time? Nah, fuck no, because I was fucking and doing a bunch of shit in my 20s, so why would I tell myself anything less? I lived a great life. I love my life. I lived a great life, so I would never, ever change what I've done. I would never change that, man. And that's it, man. Yeah, that's what game's all about. And it's a beautiful thing about game. And that's why we grow. That's why we win. Always, guys, please remember, listen to the message. The thing about being a student is the message, okay? Okay? Well, just, and this is for you, young man, and this is important. The thing that's important is that I do appreciate the kind words, but it's not about me or my life. It's the message, okay? And the message that I give all you guys is to live your life your way as a man. But you can't live your life your way if you make your life about other things other than yourself. Okay, and that's what we want y'all guys to do, and that's how we want you guys to grow, and that's the beautiful thing about it. We want you guys to grow that way, and I appreciate that, John. Those are kind words, but no, it's important that you grow your way and see game your way. You know what I mean? And that's all, man. All right, wait, Prime, what's going on? What are you saying, by a bit? Wait, what's going on, Prime? What happened? Did we miss something? Wait, why is Prime saying bye, bitch? What happened? Well, here's the thing. The thing that's so funny. And it's so funny is that you can't question success. And a man will never have to justify. Listen, guys, always remember the haters envy you. And they envy you so much, they want to be you. and try trying to be you, they want to ask a million and one questions so they can act like you. So yeah, you got it. You just got to keep pushing. Wait, what's handle? Prime, what happened? Prime, talk to me. Wait, what did I miss? Prime, what did I miss? Prime, what did I miss? Who's Prime? What happened? What happened? Prime, what happened? Talk to me, Prime. I know you did something. What happened, man? What happened? Prime, talk to me, dog. What happened, man? I know I want to get Prime. I know Prime did some shit, man. What happened, man? But no, I say to you guys out there, I say to all you guys out here, especially for game. Oh, someone said Wine in the Wall was tacky. Well, yeah, it is. Right. Okay, wait. Prime. Hold on, Prime. Prime, listen. Prime. It is tacky to a motherfucker who can't get pussy. It's very tacky. It's very tacky because his mind cannot connect that dot that he's never heard that before. So, you know, because he said that, I don't think you should have kicked him out, but Prime, it's okay. It can be, listen, Prime, you got to understand that this is not for everybody. You see what I'm saying? It's not for everybody. You see what I'm saying? So if he sees it as tacky, then it's okay because this isn't for him. But this is the same guy that's sitting in the room listening to game. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying, man. I can tell you, okay, and I say this to you with love. Oh, I gotta switch this over. Let me say this to you with love. Let me say this to you with love. But, I mean, is it tacky to have wine on the wall in your living room, your dining room? So if you can have wine on your wall in your living room, your dining room, why can't you have wine on your wall in your bedroom? Doesn't make sense. Well, here you go. You said, how can I win if I'm a corny comedian? Well, and let me say this to you with love, man. I really kind of feel sorry for you, and I don't feel sorry for people. But it is sad that this is what you think of yourself. Why, what does you being a corny comedian have to do with the fact that you have no sense of self? You have no standard. You have no laws, rules, or codes. And to laugh at yourself shows how sad you are to yourself by laughing at yourself. Why would you laugh at yourself? Why would you belittle yourself this way by sitting around and thinking just because you're corny, it's sad? It's sad, man. It is very sad, man. It's sad that you would think this way of yourself as a corny comedian, which means you don't have any belief in yourself, okay? And then to laugh at yourself, sir, it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. If I was you, it's pretty sad. If I was you, I would truly, you might need to go somewhere else. This might not be for you, dude, because men don't talk that way. Men don't talk that way. I don't care if you have one person in the audience. You better think you're the best goddamn comedian out there. And you never laugh at yourself. Yeah, you can make fun of yourself, but the way you're talking is you're talking down to yourself. And that's really sad. That's fucked up. Jesus. That's sad, man. It's no wonder why women do exactly the things they do to you guys. It's no wonder. It's amazing. So hopefully you wake up from that. We have about 30 minutes to go, guys. You got questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. But at the end of the day, guys, you have to understand the mindset of a woman and stuff like that and what they think about and what they believe in. And how they move and how they operate, okay? Do you think – I don't – there's no such thing. Wait, let me say something. There's no such thing. What does that mean? What does that mean? I understand. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does he mean by that? What is that? What the fuck is that? I don't understand why you were asked. What is this I do question you're asking me? I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying. I do not understand. What does that mean? What does that mean? Thank you. Yeah, Kevin, thank you. He might have to do that because I don't understand what he means. What does he mean by that? Unc Steve, so judging and comparing yourself to people is walking with a blindfold to prevent you. No. No, you don't have the blindfold on. When the blindfold is on you, you're not looking at other people. You're not in other people's pockets. You ain't thinking about other people. You're only looking at yourself because you can't see the outside world. All you can see is your thoughts and what you think about. So when you're not blindfolded, you're looking at everything and everybody making judgments, okay? That's what I'm saying, okay? It's when you have the blindfold on, okay? All right? That's when you have the blindfold on, okay? Yeah, well, then if that's the case, take his fucking ass over to Ron Wills then. Fucking bringing him over here for her shit. Yeah, hey, you do that shit one more time, we're going to kick him the fuck out of this room. That's what we're going to do. Let's see here. I don't even know if this shit is for him. He's probably in the wrong fucking room. Let's see here. Okay, so yeah, we always go to, yeah, I got questions, go ahead and call. Y'all got questions I answer, but I'm just saying to y'all guys is that what we're trying to do is we're trying to blindfold you on what it is you want and how it is you move and how it is you think. But you're not blind. The problem is you're not blindfolding yourself. Because one can't blindfold itself when one puts a woman in his mind first. One can't blindfold itself when you're going down a pathway of wasting time. Every move you make and everything you do is going to self-sabotage you in this game. And that's what so many guys don't understand. It's the sabotage of the game. And a lot of y'all guys will sabotage yourselves. A lot of you guys will fuck up. A lot of you guys will not do what you need to do. And you will sabotage yourself. And as long as you sabotage yourself, you're not going to win in this game. And that's what we want y'all to see. We want you guys to win in the game. But the only way you're going to win in the game is to what? Be in the game. Learn game. Soak game up and be a student of the game. See, when you're a student of the game, you don't think about the outside world. That's the power that you will have over a woman. See, what a lot of guys, if y'all notice what a lot of guys do, is they worry about other men, right? They worry about other men. And they worry about what other men are doing. They worry about what other men are saying and all that other stuff. But here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. Unless your profession, thinking about other men, then you shouldn't be thinking about other men. Yeah. You don't mess up as a student. You learn. You don't mess up. You learn. So students learn. They don't necessarily mess up. They just learn. But that's the beautiful thing about game. That's the beautiful thing about what y'all learn. Z says, you don't even know. But sir, why am I talking? You don't know what your bid is. You don't know what your bid is. I don't know why. Please don't ask me questions about things you don't know. Please. Please don't do that, okay? All right? Okay, please do not ask me about anything you know nothing about, okay? You don't know anything about that, okay? So you don't know what a bid is, so don't even bring that up again, okay? Please don't do that, sir. Please don't do that. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. And let's see here. Let's keep going with questions. Yeah, Box A reminds me of the Wizard of Oz. Y'all funny, man. But no, we got about 24 to go on the show, man. Answer your questions. I got y'all. What y'all got? Y'all got some great questions. Will I be able to get my bid coaching session even after I don't understand. Once you get your 30 minutes coaching session, you're good. I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand what you're talking about. And if you're asking about, just send us an email. I don't understand. Let's talk about other questions outside of your bid. That's a good one from Thomas Edison. Yeah, that's pretty good. I've not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways it won't work. Yeah, that's pretty beautiful. That's the game right there. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Guys, you got questions? Go ahead. All right. Let's see what this is. Let's see here. Guys, you got the question. Go ahead to ask. We got you covered. Let's see what the fuck. Oh, that's that right there. Okay. So, gentlemen, let us know if you got questions and stuff. I'm trying to make sure I got all this shit down. Take care. All right, let's see here. No, just checking something. All right, yeah. So, any other question we got? We got you covered. We're gonna just knock out 2 hours. If not, we'll wrap it up in a few minutes. But I want to take a moment to answer any of y'all questions that y'all have, because your questions are very important, and I want to make sure you. Let me see here. Guy 787 says, I've tried every fucking method to get a woman, nothing works. Even gave up on, just said, mine still work. So fuck this shit. Well, yeah. Well, guy 787, I say this with love, sir. Everybody's not, we call this law zero, and everybody's not built to be a man, sir. So your job is to be exactly what you are, and it's okay. No one's mad at you that you're mad, but you just are not built for the game. So you're just be mad. Nobody's going to try to consult you, make you feel good or anything. So what's the name of the Mass Fighters movie that you mentioned before in the live show? I mentioned a lot of kung fu movies. I don't know. It's just kung fu movies. I don't remember the Mass. I don't remember. I don't remember, sir. I don't remember. I don't remember. You're asking me, so what do you mean by blindfolding myself? Well, by blindfolding yourself mentally means that you no longer look at the outside world or that reality as your truth. And then you will stop looking outside of yourself, and you'll start looking inside of yourself for your own answers for yourself. And that's going to help your growth. But you can't grow right now because your eyes are wide open to a false, fake reality based off of how you feel about yourself. And because you feel that way about yourself, when you get around a woman, you're going to automatically cake the woman and shit. Just like this guy. I mean, like, let me see, the sad guy, the guy that's never going to make it as a man. If you look at him. He's tried methods, tactics. That's a fail. That's an I do. He's trying to get women. That's another I do, strike two. He gave up, strike three. Just said what's on his mind, strike four, because he's creepy and weird. None of it ain't going to work. It's not supposed to work when you're creepy and weird. So everything is going right for the guy. I don't know why he's mad. Everything is going right for his guy. Well, the movie with the blind one, it wasn't the Five Deadly Venoms, because they just didn't know each other. They just didn't know each other, okay? When you talk about Game from the House of Dragons like you did with the Tyrion Lannister, well, the House of Dragons, if you notice, kings run shit. I love that. I love the Iron Throne. I love how the king runs shit. And the king, if you notice, look, this is a great question. Hey, Bit. Oh, wait, is that bro? Let me see if I got your name right. I didn't get your name. Hold on. Bro. Hey, B, peek this out. Do you notice when he sat in the chair? Yeah, I don't think you missed. I think you missed it, but think about this for a second, B. Every time they sat in the chair, no one can speak until they put the marble in the bowl. Because then that means everybody's one with each other, and now classes or councils in session. Remember that. Go back and watch it. Go back and watch. Every time before, when the king sat down or whoever sat down, they would put the marble in the bowl to recognize. Everybody put a marble in the bowl to recognize they are one thought, one mind. It's in session. Very great. That's one thing you can learn from there. So go back and watch it. Every time the king sat down with the council, they would always drop a marble circle in the bowl to connect them as a unit, to be able to discuss king affairs. The king had the thing. No, I don't know. Why meditate about what? What the fuck would I meditate about? What would I meditate about? Tell me. Will you Answer me that question. What the fuck would I meditate about? What, being a loser or some shit? I mean, y'all understand something? If you're a loser and you meditate, you think that's going to make you a winner? I don't close my eyes. Man, come on, man. Y'all got to stop that shit. Come on, man. Text her in your email. Dean, you got time. What text? I'll see. I'll make look. Let me see. Yeah, y'all got to look at that, man. Y'all got to look at that shit. Let the guys tell you. I always tell you, No Country Old Men, Purple Rain, Bridges of Madison County. I always tell you tons of movies and stuff. Let me see. You asked a question. Let me see what you got here. Oh, let's see what you got here. What the fuck are you sending me, man? This is a law. Why are you sending me this weak shit? You want me to show you guys? Look at this weak ass shit you sent. Why are you sending me this weak ass shit? Look at this stupid shit. This is stupid. Why the box? Why are you sending me this weak shit? Let me read this shit to you. The woman says, I do like Henry, but I'm more of a crown to come type girl. LOL, that's when I just want to have a little fun, but mainly wine. LOL, that's what she says, right? Now, look what this goof at. He says something in the voice message. Then she says, it's not disgusting, LOL. Stop it. What the fuck is this bitch-ass shit you saying, man? This is exactly what I'm talking about, why you're fucking losing. Why are you wasting your time talking about fucking drinking when you should be talking about going out and having her sip on you? What the fuck? What is this? What is this? What, I don't understand. What does this mean? All you're doing is talking to her about drinking? I do not understand you humans. Why would you wait? First, let me say thank you to this guy. Hold on a second. I saw this. Thank you. Hey, thank you, WK. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Let's look at this. Hold on. Wait. Was the king wrong for banishing his brother since he held his name? Seems like other. Well, you do understand. Okay. Back in those days, power was an important thing. Okay. So did you notice? You never saw the king on a horse. You never saw the king jousting. You never saw the king fighting. And remember, his brother had that army with him, right? His brother was accumulating power. And his brother automatically assumed once the baby died that he was going to rule the thing. That's when them snitches ran back to the king. But see, remember, the king's power was all the power he had was to banish his brother. Because at any time, his brother could have taken him out because his brother had favor. So remember back in those days, if one brother had favor over the other brother, that brother would get killed because the kingdom would shift. The main king was weak. You know they weren't going to give it to that brother. Hey, there was that brother with that interracial relationship. You know the brother wasn't going to rule. You know the brother was not going to rule seven fucking things. So you knew he was going to get it, but he was not a strong king. He was a docile king. His brother was very hardcore, and he had the favor of the army. So he had to get rid of him because the guy that sent his daughter to the king saw him as a threat. Because if he became in power, he would have got rid of everybody in the council. He would have changed the whole council out. And see, remember, the council, they needed to keep the favor with the king. So they would go whisper in the king's ear about him trying to deceive the king. And that's why they set him up, so they could get rid of him. Because if he became in power, because remember, the king would have anointed him. The king would have anointed him next in line. But because that motherfucker said the shit he said, then it got back to the king. What did they do? They whispered in his ear. So, yeah, it's a lot of depth in this shit, man. It's a lot of depth in this. But let me get on. Let me say, yeah. Yeah, man, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you. That's what I'm saying, brother. Yeah, so it's a lot of different changes in that. But it's the same. But where that connects you is that I'm trying to make you more like the brother that was banished. So when you come into your court, you'll wipe out all the motherfuckers and create your own council that keeps you in succession for a long time. But let me get back to this bullshit-ass text message. So you send her another text message, and she says, I'm literally eating the second dinner right now. That shit was so good, LOL. Me and my best friend, whatever, we're tearing that shit up in my bed. Let me see what you're going to say after this shit. Because if you say this shit, do not send anything else to me. She's saying she's in bed with another girl eating food. This is what boxer. Don't ever send me shit again. Guys, I got to show you this shit. I can't believe this shit is so bad that you wouldn't believe me if I said this to you guys. Hold on, man. Hold on. I'm going to show y'all this shit because you guys won't believe me. This is a fucking boxer. Don't ever show me shit again, dude. Don't ever show me any of this. Oh my God, man. Guys, I got to pull this up for y'all. I got to show y'all this shit. Cause y'all, you guys will not fucking believe me if I showed you what the fuck I'm about to show you. I'm going to show you this sissified shit. Did this weak, man, this is a bitch shit. Jesus Christ. Hold on. I think that should be the right password. Hold on, let me see if I pop that shit in right. Let me show you this bitch ass shit, dog. This is some bitch shit. I got to show the guys. I got to show the guys because they can't. You cannot do this. Guys, I'm about to post this. You cannot do this. All my dogs listening, wait, give me a second. All my dogs, y'all, I got to show y'all this. I got, let me pull it up. Let me grab it. I can't believe, Boxer, you're going to ask, Boxer, come on, man. All right, guys, let me pull this up while we live. Guys, the Dean, it's the Man Mindset class is in session. This show is being brought to you by TheManMindset.com, guys. Check it out. Hey, let me see. Let me put my thing back on. Yeah, I got to put it back. All right, so let's get this back. Hold on. Let me pull this up. Let me show y'all some shit. Y'all think I'm playing with y'all. Let me post this shit. Wait. Let me add this shit. Dude, I can't believe you said what the fuck you said, dog. This is, y'all always say, Steve, you're so mean, but this is what fucking pisses me off. This shit I'm about to show you pisses me the fuck off. And let's look at this shit while you look at the back of my fucking cranium. Let's look at this shit real quick. Let's look at this. Let me try and transition it. Let's look at this shit real quick. Look at this bitch shit. I have the worst self-worth ever. I work daily on it. Shit. Whenever you feel free, I can start helping you feel a lot better about yourself. Do you see what the fuck is this? And then what? I'm going to be, you double text. I'm going to be honest with you. And then the guys, then the woman says, are you asking me out on a date? And look what this bitch says. What the fuck is this? Maybe? Guys, let me blow that shit up. Get the fuck. Look at this shit. What? Do y'all see why y'all lose? Can y'all see why you guys lose in a game? Do y'all see why y'all lose? You can't do that in the game. Maybe. What? Why are you sending me this? Why would you send me this bitch shit? Why? Why would he send? Why? Shit. Hey, thanks, that hand. Hold on. Come back over to me, baby girl. There we go. Let's slide it over. Let's come over this way. There we go. Right there. There we go, girl. Why? Boxer, why would you send me this shit, Boxer? Boxer, why would you send me this weak shit? boxer, I'm asking you a question. Why would you, what the fuck does mate, why are you sending a maybe emoji to a woman? Why would... I don't understand. Did I not tell you guys? Please explain to me. Did I not say to you guys? Did I not specifically say to you guys out there the importance of every move you make? Did I not say to you guys the importance of every fucking move you make and the importance of it? Did we not go over it? Did we not go over this? What is this bullshit you just talking to her? What is this shit? Hold on a second.
Let me see something quick. See some of this other shit he's saying.
That's one, that's two. Look, what I'm saying, you man, how are you, okay, everything you do is either going to push you to the fucking left or the fucking right. How can you flow when you're sitting around talking about drinking? How is that flowing sending her a meme that says maybe? How is that even working? How does that work? Jesus, he's right. And there was no intent, no result, man. Let me see this last shit. Oh, God. Hold on, guys. I got to grab this silly-ass shit here again. I don't see what is... Why are y'all so scared of women? Jesus. Hold on, guys. Let's go to the next one. Hold on. Where the fuck did that bitch say that shit? Look. Guys, I tell you, I try. I try to help y'all. Let me pull it up. Let's pull it up. All right, let's look at the back of my head again so y'all can't see me. Let's pull up this message. Hold on a second. Pull this shit up because this is what the y'all got to be kidding me, man. Let me grab this shit. Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ. I'm grabbing it right now. I'm about to upload it right now and post it, guys. Look at this shit. Let's look at it, guys. Let's look at it. Come on. Together now. Let's look at it. Listen, wait. Let me zoom in on this shit. Remember, she asked him if look, what did she say? Hold on, guys. Let me pull that up. Here we go. What did she say right here, guys? What did she say? I had to zoom this up. Let's look at that. She said, LOL, if you were, I was going to say yes. What are you saying, man? Why is the woman running the relationship right here? I does it good, baby girl. Wendy's and Checkers, you know. Hold on a second. Boxer, you better not be a mod. Boxer, if you're a mod, I'm taking you off. I am taking you off. Who said to feed the woman, big? Wait, hold on. Let me see if you're a mod.
You better not be a mod on this motherfucker. If you're a mod, I'm taking this motherfucker off. Hold up. Let me see if he a mod, dog. Hold the fuck up. He can't be a mod with this shit. Hold on. Is he a mod? Okay, he ain't no fucking mod. I was about to say, I'm taking his fucking badge forever. Forever. Who told you to feed a woman? Y'all see what he's saying? But for real, I ain't bougie at all. I'm not materialist. I go more for less and then see shit's more. See that? See that bitch, man? It's weak. It's a loss. You lose. You lose. You can't be saying that. You can't be doing that. That's a loss. Oh, my God. What? Oh my Jesus, Lord have mercy me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you serious? Oh my good Lord have mercy me. Oh my God. Wait a second, that's a lie, Global. You're saying even though I am corn, dude, come on, man. You man, what kind of man talks like, I'm sorry. Let me go back to this. I saw, what kind of man talks like this, man? Stop talking like that, dude. No, not here, man. Keep that shit somewhere else, man. This motherfucker talking about fast food, man. Nah, he ain't no mod. I had to check. He was a mod. I would have kicked him the fuck off that shit. Brother, we don't waste time in words. Why are you joking? Why don't you man the fuck up and start leading women? See, you take everything as a joke. And this is why they see you as a joke. You joking around. You're not being clear, concise, impactful with that woman. Don't give me that. Don't give me that shit, man. Come on, man. The fuck? Jesus Christ. I'm trying to talk about you joking. You don't joke about that stuff. You don't joke about that stuff. I told you everything you do is important. What part? Didn't I tell y'all to watch 1,000 Words? Didn't I keep telling you guys everything you do is important? And you want to sit there and tell me, oh, I'm learning? You ain't learning shit. Because if you was actually learning, you'd be taking this more serious. I know. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you, Reggie. Why would you guys do that to yourselves, man? Why? Why? Why would you waste your words? The words that come from your heaven of your voice. Why do you waste your words? Why? I don't understand. You're joking around. Listen. Box, if you already would establish her coming to see you on a date, then you start being funny. That's okay. There's nothing established and you're beating around the bush bullshitting. That's bullshit, right? Exactly, man. Exactly. What I'm saying to you guys out here is that, yes, you can joke around. Listen to me, please. You can joke around. You can have fun. You can make jokes and all that other stuff. You can do all that stuff. You can do all that stuff. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to do all the stuff, do all the stuff right. That's what I'm saying. You're joking at the wrong time. You're sitting around playing footsies with a woman that's talking about she's in bed with another chick eating, and all you're doing is fucking around wasting time. But see, that shows what kind of man you are and why she's blinded to your maneuvers, because you're open. Gentlemen, as I tell you all the time, stop wasting your damn time. Stop wasting time. Clear, concise, impactful.